This is Coast Radio News for Friday, October 11th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Night work will continue on Highway 101 as part of the Revision Florence project. According to an ODOT update, utility work on the east side of 101 will happen over Monday and Tuesday night. Crews have to complete utility work and sidewalk improvements before the northbound lanes of 101 can be paved. Paving cannot continue until curbs are completed and gutter work is done. ODOT reports that paving should begin the following week, weather permitting. Megan Messmer, city project manager, says that city and ODOT inspectors are daily reviewing the work that is being done. The 101 corridor is a state highway, and ODOT is responsible for the management of this part of the project. Messmer says the city is working closely with them to get the project completed. We're talking gas prices again. Gasoline prices for a gallon of regular gas in Florence is up another 5 cents from just 2 days ago. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says that the West Coast produces about the same amount of fuel that it consumes, so when refinery issues arise, it can cause severe shortages followed by price increases.
We don't have a lot of extra stockpiles generally in our part of the country. So when we do have an issue like this where we had 5 refineries offline for a fair amount of time, it does cause the old supply and demand.
Prices in Florence are now at $3.04 a gallon for regular gas, but Dodd says that refineries are coming back online and oil prices are stable, which should mean a reduction soon.
I wouldn't be surprised if we started to see prices stabilize in the next few days, if not at tops a couple weeks.
Dodd says she has already seen prices come down from distributors, which should hit retail outlets shortly. Tomorrow from 11:30 until 3 p.m., it is the annual Wiener Dog Races at the Florence Event Center. Oktoberfest, as it is billed, is to raise money for the Florence Van Fans, which operates patient runs to Eugene Springfield for cancer treatments. You can enter your dachshund for $10. The race begins at 1 p.m., but food, including brats, beer, and wine, and other activities will begin at 11:30. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce Wine and Chowder Trail begins this weekend from noon until 5 tomorrow. Participants can enjoy 12 wineries in the Old Town area at local businesses. Glasses can be purchased for $5 with an additional $1 tasting ticket. Sunday is the chowder portion of the event from noon until 4 p.m. with select chowders from area businesses. Wednesday's Siuslaw News has the map of businesses participating. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, October 11th, 2019.